Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Peckinpah reaches second base with a double. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to third. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peckinpah scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran fires to first and picks off Barrett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wheat moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. There goes Wheat. The throw from McCurdy and Wheat is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Ward reaches second base with a double. Calm moves to third. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Calm scores. Ward scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grove moves to third. Collins moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy bunts towards the mound. Grove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons bunts towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boley moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boley moves to third. Collins moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boley scores. Collins scores. Hale moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hale tags and scores. Cobb moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Peckinpah moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to third. Falk moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clancy bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and tags Peckinpah for the out. Falk moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a line drive into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Wheat reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Wheat moves to third. Cochran moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons has Wheat trapped. There's the throw to McCurdy and over to Calm, who tags Wheat for the out. Cochran moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boley is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Dykes scores. Boley moves to third. It's 7-3, Athletics. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop now playing second base. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive towards short. Peckinpah reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Com moves to second. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Harry McCurdy. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Ward moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Ward moves to third. Nays moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards first. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bernie Nays now playing left field. Buck Krause now catching. Bert Cole now pitching. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wheat hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nays. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole spins and fires to second, with Peckinpah covering, and has Cochran trapped. There's the throw to Com, who tags Cochran for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Moberg pinch hits for Bert Cole. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.